We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, speaking of prominent Democrats, one who has been very good every week about coming on and talking about the issues that he's facing, the hook originally, and I appreciate that he wanted to come on to talk about the coronavirus and the governor's efforts to deal with that issue. Brian Moranis, the Secretary of Public Safety. Shall we just start with that today? You know,
John, I've been waiting for you to kick me off your program, but there always seems to be something to discuss.
There is, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it.
I appreciate you allowing me to come on and give our side of the story and provide COVID updates, which again continues to be the major issue facing the Commonwealth. But haven't there been so many other issues? So
a lot of distractions. Happy
to talk about whatever you want. First, though, let me just give a recognition and shout out to Officer Wenham. I attended a funeral yesterday, John, up in Luray, Virginia, in Page County, and huge turnout for this slain police officer. He was killed in the line of duty last Friday. Mm-hmm. A traffic stop during the day. The driver got out and just started shooting his AR-15, and the officer didn't have a chance. And really tragic. That happened last Friday after we spoke, and big turnout. He leaves a wife, four kids. Though the kids are somewhat grown. I mean, I think the youngest is in college. So, but it's real tragic.
Still
and,
awful.
Again, underscores
right.
Awful. It underscores the dangerous nature of that job. Mm-hmm. And Joe, just recognition of him and all those officers. It was a real family. Certainly his. His close family, his brothers were there from New York, and his four kids and wife. But then also just the community too. You know, they're suffering, and so just want to recognize him. He served with the state police for 10 years as well. So a lot of state police presence there. It's always good to be with.
You know what? I appreciate that you would bring that up. Those are your guys who you interact with, who were in your. In your portfolio of state government, at the risk of going political on something that's so awful, do you ever talk to members of the Democrat caucus and say, you know, when something like this happens, shouldn't it sober you guys up a little bit? The verbal attacks on police, or I would think that would be a really sobering moment for some of those folks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to six funerals during Governor McAuliffe's term, and now at least two during Northam's, and it's a dangerous job. And I think anytime they legislate or use language, they need to take into account the dangerous nature of these jobs. And when we all are in danger, we dial 911 and expect law enforcement to turn up and save us. So, you know, whatever you do, you got to balance that. And I recognize. Their efforts to reform the police, reform criminal justice, but you got to balance it with the recognition and acknowledgement of just how dangerous these jobs are. And
well, I'm glad you. So I'm glad you brought that up.
An example of it last Friday.
Yes, sir.
So let's the OSIG. I'm glad. I'm really pleased to hear Delegate Gilbert get on the line with you and acknowledge and take me for my word that. We did not have anything to do. I remember last Friday I was on your call. I was pretty agitated that, no, I did not have anything to do with this report. And verbally or in writing, I think somebody, I don't know who I don't know, on your Facebook, somebody thought, well, he sounded like a lawyer. I am a lawyer, proud of it. But okay. I don't know how else I can.
Well, they just their concern was that maybe we needed to parse your words. Like, did you read the report, or did you get briefed on the report? Maybe he was playing games with us. So I Todd Gilbert backed you up. Yeah,
I did, and I appreciate that. So no games. I July 23rd is when we first saw it, and saw it or briefed or anything else on it. So that's not how OSINT works. I mean, they do the investigation, and then they share the final report with us, and that's what was shared with us. And so all of these other drafts that are circulating that John Burkett may have, we've never, you know, we just did not receive them before that July 23rd. So we obviously had no influence over their creation or development. So
now, the Inspector General reports to whom in the flow chart of state government?
The Chief of Staff.
To the Governor?
The General Assembly. Yeah, the Chief. That's where the legislature put the OSIG. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So you know, this was created a few.
Yeah, this revelation from John Burkett at Channel 6 that the report went to the Attorney General's office, to Mark Herring and his team, and the, I think, logical conclusion that that's where this was changed. Is that problematic?
I don't know if
legally?
That's a revelation. Wouldn't you expect that, though? I mean, his OSIG, they all state agencies are represented by the Attorney General, so mm-hmm. Assume if they're performing an administrative investigation, mm-hmm. communication of that report to the AG's office. AG is perfectly capable of speaking for themselves, and I invite them to do that. I'm not going to speak for them, but that doesn't sound surprising. I mean, there's lawyers over there; they represent OSIG. I don't think they're lawyers. They're investigators, and before you publish something publicly, you'd want lawyers to take a look at it. But
sure you would, but the removal of the elements that were the allegations or the conclusions of the investigation that there was a lack of following the rules and in some cases illegality on the part of the parole board, for that to be removed raises a red flag for me. Have you all had conversations
What Mike Westfall and OSIG have said is that they did not, you know, the reason it was removed was because it did not, it was not substantiated by the evidence, or it didn't amount to criminal conduct. So I can only take him for his word now, and that's what happened. Now, whether that decision was made by OSIG or AG's office, mm-hmm. I do not know, but mm-hmm. Certainly allegations of criminal conduct should be reviewed by AG's office. So that, again, I don't think that's a surprise, we welcome another investigation into this, and we're wondering who should do it, because if it's the executive branch, people, you know, will be skeptical of its conclusions. And so we will invite an independent investigation. Again, we don't have anything to hide. I mean, this was done in March, April, these decisions by the parole board. We have a new parole board chair. You know, Miss Bennett has been much maligned through this. I'm sure she would welcome an opportunity to clear her name and explain her actions.
Well, she's welcome on the show. I mean, it's a tough spot since traditionally judges don't.
Yeah, judges. I think they're prohibited, specifically prohibited from doing a public, you know, speaking on something like this. She better get out in front of it somehow.
I don't know how she does that, but you're right. If she is innocent, this is a pretty bad spot for her to be in. I based on what I'm reading, it doesn't sound like that. But Senator Obenchain is coming on a little bit later, in about an hour.
I saw him. Senator Obenchain and Delegate Gilbert were both at the funeral yesterday, by the way. So. Mm-hmm.
Did you all discuss this at all?
We didn't discuss this. We kept it to the issue at hand. But it was kind of interesting that both of them, the three of us, were there in the front row. I have great respect for them as legislators and lawyers and people.
You think the governor and the attorney general and you in your office, you're okay with an outside entity maybe yes. even the feds coming in and walking through this, looking at the allegations that were originally included in the document, and then determining their validity and also determining why they were excised from the report.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, we welcome it. As long as it's an independent investigation, you know, legislature's talked about it. It seems as though they're not going to pursue it. But, John, we've got nothing to hide. I mean, you know, these reports, or shall I call them drafts, because they're not reports. I think they're, as you know, any draft, you know, the staff starts writing a draft. You know, they put everything in there, and then it gets whittled down to what is relevant and what can be substantiated.
Yeah. So that, well, it just seemed odd that a whole bunch of things were removed that were the meat of it. that strikes me as odd.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay. You know, well, listen, I got to go. I appreciate you coming on, and we will stay in touch as we get more from, you know, maybe we'll even buzz you back if Senator Obenchain has a bombshell. Thank you.
All right. As well as, you know, the vaccine numbers are good, so people should be feel good about that. Go get your vaccine when called. I mean, it's safe.
All right.
Please get your vaccine.